理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and today we are talking about caffeine, which is interesting because, Rachel, what are you drinking today?
Well, Steve, I am drinking an espresso. I am drinking a lot of caffeine in my coffee here.
Wow, well, tell us why.
Well, actually, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I figured I need a little bit of energy. And I'm drinking this coffee, and I think it's working because I have a lot of energy.
Well, good. Well, actually, friends, that's one of the pros of caffeine. That's an advantage to drinking drinks with caffeine. Let's talk about this more. Turn to page 36 in your magazine and join us for the reading on line one.
It's time for coffee.
Caffeine. Many of us have a love-hate relationship with caffeine. So, is it good for us or not? All natural. Of course, caffeine is good for us. Caffeine is one of the most common drugs in the world. It's naturally found in coffee beans, tea, cacao seeds, kola nuts, and dozens of other plants. It's a gift from Mother Nature. Benefits. The responsible use of caffeine can make us more alert and energetic, and it can improve our concentration and coordination. Caffeine has been known to relieve migraines, and it also helps us lose weight by suppressing our appetite. In addition, caffeine helps our bodies absorb medications more quickly, bringing relief faster. More benefits. Many of us have heard the statistic that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. The good news for those at risk everywhere is that caffeine has been shown to reduce this threat significantly. Caffeine brings good news to the elderly, too. It seems older people have better memory retention after taking small doses of this wonder drug. Caffeine is the all-natural performance endurance enhancer for athletes. Taken 30 to 60 minutes before a workout, it helps athletes run faster and harder without feeling tired. And it's legal. Stay away from caffeine? Are you kidding?
Welcome back, students. Now, before we get into our lesson, let's look at our deck, which is located under our title, where we read, Many of us have a love-hate relationship with caffeine. So is it good for us or not? And I can definitely say I have a love-hate relationship with caffeine, Steve, because sometimes I love it and sometimes I hate what it does to me because, you know, maybe I can't sleep because I've had too much of it.
Right. So even though you know what it does to you, you still love it, but then the next day you hate it and you say, I'm not going to drink it anymore. But then you can't stop because you love it so much. That's what a love-hate relationship is. You love it, then you love it again, and it just goes on and on. Some people have that kind of relationship with caffeine. Getting into the text, it says all natural. That's one reason why caffeine is good. Because it's all natural. If it's natural, how can it be bad for us?
That's right. And when we look at the pros and cons in this article, we're going to first concentrate only on these pros. And one of the pros is that it is good for us. It's all natural. It's not like people are making this in a science lab. You can find caffeine out in nature.
That's right. Of course, caffeine is good for us, the author says. Caffeine is one of the most common drugs in the world. It's naturally found in coffee beans, tea, cacao seeds, kola nuts, and dozens of other plants. It's in nature. So nature must have intended for us to use it.
Well, that is one viewpoint. And let's go back and look at some of those specific things that you, where you can find caffeine. Now, coffee beans, you're probably familiar with coffee beans. Tea, I'm sure all of you have had tea, but cacao seeds. Cacao might be a fairly new word for a lot of you. Steve, can you tell us exactly what a cacao seed is?
Well, sure, Rachel. A cacao seed is where we get chocolate from. And you might recognize cacao. That looks very similar to the word cocoa. So that's where we get chocolate from. And the next one is cola nuts. You might recognize that sound from a famous soft drink. Rachel? Coca-Cola, right?
Well, this is something new for me. I didn't know that's where Coca-Cola got some of its caffeine, but it's true. They get it from the cola nuts. And from dozens of other plants is where we'll also find caffeine. So according to this viewpoint, caffeine is a gift from Mother Nature.
Okay, when we talk about Mother Nature, we're talking about nature, especially when thought of as a force that affects people. Mother Nature. So Mother Nature, she's good to us. She gives us what we need. She gave us caffeine. It's all natural, so we should use it. It's got to be good for us.
Well, I agree that it is all natural, and let's move on to line 6 to see more benefits. There are some benefits of caffeine. Did you know that, students? Well, the responsible use of caffeine can make us more alert and energetic. And I am definitely one who can say that it works for me. If I have a little bit of caffeine, I get even more excited than I normally am.
Wow, and you already are very excited as it is, Rachel. When you have more energy, you're more alert, you can think clearly, you can think more quickly. And so a lot of people like to drink or use caffeine, especially when they're studying or in school.
Yes, that's right. I really got hooked on it in college because it helped me stay up late. As according to our author, it can also help improve our concentration and coordination. At least some people say that this is true. Moving on, we read that caffeine has been known to relieve migraines. And it also helps us lose weight by suppressing our appetite. Wow, these are some benefits, although I know some people would disagree with this.
That's true. Well, a migraine, I hope you've never experienced one. It's a very severe headache. It's an awful headache with extreme pain behind the eyes. A migraine headache is very painful, but caffeine helps to reduce that pain when you take caffeine drinks.
Okay, good explanation. And some people would say that it helps you lose weight because it suppresses your appetite. Now, if your appetite is suppressed, then it's kind of pushed down and you're just not as hungry as you normally are. And I think nowadays people do anything they can to suppress their appetite if they don't want to gain weight.
So one good way to lose weight is to drink a lot of caffeine. In addition, caffeine helps our bodies absorb medications more quickly, bringing relief faster. Let's look at that word absorb. It means to take in. So when you take medication, maybe in a pill form, it takes some time for it to go through your system. But when taken with caffeine, it gets into your system quicker.
You know, Steve, this is something new for me. I always thought it was really bad to take medications when you were taking caffeine at the same time.
Okay, well, according to today's article, it could help improve it. It brings relief faster. It brings comfort faster when you take your medications with caffeine. Well, friends, we're going to talk a lot more about caffeine right now. Let's visit the chat room, and then we'll take a break.
Hello, students. Welcome to the chat room. And welcome, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
I'd like to talk about the word lose. We see the phrase lose weight in our lesson today, and it means get rid of weight. What other things do we lose? I've heard lost my mind, but we don't get rid of our minds.
Well, I'm going to lose my mind is an idiom, meaning to go crazy. We can also say she's out of her mind. It means the same thing. For example, she is out of her mind to go fishing in the middle of winter.
Lose weight 就是减重减肥。Lose 有着失去、损失、丧失的意思。但是 lose one's mind 并不能说是失去你的头脑。Lose one's mind 是一个惯用语，表示 be out of one's mind， 也就是抓狂、发疯的意思。 What else can you lose?
Oh, you can lose lots of things. For example, you can lose your cool, which means to get angry. And you can lose your shirt, which means to go bankrupt or to lose all of your money, including your shirt.
I've also heard some say he lost heart. Does that mean he fell in love?
Well, close, but actually it means to become discouraged. You know, perhaps you were working hard on a project and you had no support, and it just didn't work out, so you could lose heart and not care. But, you know, to answer your question, if someone falls in love, he loses his heart to someone.
Lose heart 表示灰心气馁 Don't lose heart 不要气馁但是 lose one's heart to 某人表示被某人夺走芳心也就是爱上他对他倾心的意思你有可能 lose your cool 就是沉不住气发怒发飙还有一样东西 lose your shirt 字面上是失去你的衣服意思就是一贫如洗破产了一无所有
Okay, let's take a break now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hello, students, and welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. If you joined us before the break, then you know we're talking today about the positive benefits or the positive aspects of caffeine.And we have a pros and cons article, and today we're specifically looking at the pros. And we learned one way that caffeine might help you is it might help you be more alert or energetic or even lose weight.
Right. Caffeine has a lot of benefits. There are more benefits to talk about. Let's go on to line six and see what they are. Many of us have heard the statistic that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States.Well, a statistic is a set of numbers that represent facts. So the fact is, a lot of people in the United States die, many die, from heart disease.
But wait, Steve, there's good news. The good news, as we read, for those at risk everywhere, is that caffeine has been shown to reduce this threat significantly. So...Basically, our author is saying that caffeine can help you. It might reduce or lower your risk of getting heart disease.
Okay, so maybe your doctor says you are at risk. You have the possibility of being affected by heart disease. Well, maybe you might want to check and see if caffeine is good or a good thing to take for you. That would lower your risk. It might reduce the threat significantly. Line 11 goes on to say, caffeine brings good news to the elderly, too.So old people benefit from taking in caffeine as well.
And it seems that older people have better memory retention after taking small doses of this wonder drug. Now, first of all, let's talk about that word retention. If you have retention, then you can remember something. You can recall it. And we also can use that word retain. If you retain something, then you remember it. But here...We're using retention as a noun.
Okay, we often know, or we often think about elderly people as having a little trouble with their memory, so maybe it would be beneficial for them to take a small dose of caffeine every day that would help their memory, that would help their memory retention. We call this a wonder drug. A wonder drug. Why, Rachel?
Well, because it can work wonders, and sometimes if we call something a wonder drug orPut that word wonder in front of other things, it just means that it does amazing things. And maybe caffeine is a wonder drug. Maybe it will do something that nothing else can do to help, like, for example, memory retention.
Okay, in line 15, we read that caffeine is the all-natural performance endurance enhancer for athletes. That's a mouthful, but...In essence, what it means is that caffeine is good for people who compete in sports.
That's right. And it's all natural. It's not like you're taking some type of steroid or a drug that's illegal. And it's a performance enhancer. And it helps athletes with endurance. Now, endurance is the power to...withstand stress or hardship. If you can endure through something, then you just keep pushing forward until you get victory.
Okay, Rachel, you know a lot about this because you are a long-distance runner. When you endure, you continue on, even though you feel a lot of pain, right?
That's right. And you know, Steve, one of the best races in my whole life was when I was about 20 years old, and I had had a bunch of coffee the night before. Actually, during the night, I was drinking coffee until about 3 in the morning, and I got up at 6, and I ran the best race of my life. I think I was running on pure adrenaline.
Wow, so actually, you attribute that, or you credit your good performance to caffeine.
I sure do, but you know, after that race, I just crashed. It had some bad side effects, and I felt actually shaky afterwards, but for the race, it was a great endurance enhancer.
Wow. Well, the text says taken 30 to 60 minutes before a workout, or maybe the night before the workout, as in Rachel's case, it helps athletes run faster and harder without feeling tired. I know what running faster means, Rachel. What does it mean to run harder?
That's a good question, Steve. When I think of running harder, I usually think of a personalized goal, I guess. When I run harder, I do my own personal best. Even if I'm not going a lot faster, I'm still working very hard, and I'm pushing myself and giving 100%.
Okay, so caffeine gives this benefit to athletes. And another good thing about caffeine is it's legal, as Rachel just mentioned. It's a legal substance. It's not against the law to take caffeine. Well, the author goes on to say, stay away from caffeine. That's a question. Are you kidding? And I guess the author is saying, no way. There's no way the author is going to stay away from caffeine with all of these benefits in view.
Well, there are a lot of benefits to caffeine, but remember, students, today we were only looking at the pros of this article, and tomorrow we're going to look at a different viewpoint. But what do you think, students? Well, we'd like to hear what you think, and Steve, we also have some interviews, don't we?
We certainly do. We have interviewed some friends at Zhongda Fuzhong High School, and we've asked them what they think about caffeine.
I firmly believe that coffee is not only a refreshing drink, but as a senior high school student, it's also my salvation. I always have a cup of coffee to avoid lethargy in class and to calm myself down when I encounter difficulties in learning. Caffeine is what makes me more alert and awake. In addition, according to reports, moderate caffeine can help you lose weight by suppressing appetite. It can also accelerate blood circulation. With all of its benefits, caffeine is a necessity for the long days of sitting in class and to concentrating on all the things I want to learn. And caffeine is a must-have for dealing with all the pressures of student life I'm facing right now.
From my own experience, every time when I start to doze off while studying, a cup of coffee is always helpful. It makes me concentrate more and be more efficient on my projects, so I'm definitely a proof of caffeine. But maybe self-experience not very convincing, so I also found some research that tells of the benefits of caffeine. In 1994, the Ohio State University in America found that drinking a moderate amount of coffee can make people feel refreshed while not harming the body at all. What's more, the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease found that the more caffeine you get, about 2 cups of it, the better it is for your health. And in addition, caffeine can also help to accelerate our digestive systems. So, after learning all about the benefits of caffeine and how it's actually good for our health, I hope you can all enjoy the strong and delicious flavor of coffee as much as I do.
Mother Nature. Mother Nature sure seems angry. That storm is severe. Medication. The doctor told Nancy to take her medication 3 times a day. Retention. Charlie's incredible retention of foreign words and phrases serves him well, especially when he travels. Endurance. Peggy is a great athlete. She has enough endurance to run all day long.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 medication 这个名词。Medication 是指药物或药物的治疗。例如 ，the patient responded well to the medication。病患对这个药物的治疗反应良好。如果是正在进行药物治疗的话，是用 on medication 这个形容词片语。例如 ,he's currently on medication for his allergies. 他目前正在接受过敏的药物治疗。Medication 都和 medicine 都可以指药剂。例如 ,what's the best medication? 或者是 medicine for this condition? 哪种药对这种病最有效呢？接下来我们看的是 retention 这个名词。课文中提到的 memory retention 是指记忆力。如果单用 retention 也可以指记忆力。例如 ,speaking English daily can help improve your retention of vocabulary. 每一天说英语可以帮助你英文字汇的记忆。retention 也指保持或保留。例如 ,the organization is devoted to the retention of this country's native language. 这个组织致力于保存这个国家的母语。最后我们看的是 endurance 这个不可数名词。endurance 是指持续力或忍耐力。例如 ,running a marathon is a real test of endurance. 马拉松比赛是真正耐力的考验。如果是 beyond endurance 是指超过能忍耐的范围。例如 ,the stressful atmosphere at work is beyond my endurance. 工作环境紧张的气氛让我没有办法忍受。And I hope you remember what we talked about today. Goodbye and take care.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, students, we have one review question for you today. Listen carefully. According to our article, caffeine can be found in which of the following? A. Beans. B. Seeds. C. Nuts. Or D. All of the above. Steve, you wrote this article, so I hope you know the answer.
Okay, friends, the answer is D, all of the above. Remember, they are coffee beans, cacao seeds, and kola nuts. Caffeine can be found in all of those things.
And now, here's Black Pearl with today's musical skit.
Caffeine, Caffeine by Steve Moss. Caffeine, Caffeine. Many of us have a love-hate relationship with caffeine.Is it good for us or not? Pro, all natural. Of course, caffeine is good for us. Caffeine is one of the most common drugs in the world. Naturally found in coffee beans, tea, cacao seeds, kola nuts, and dozens of other plants. A gift from Mother Nature. Benefits. Responsible use of caffeine can make us alert and energetic.Improve our concentration and our coordination. Caffeine's been known to relieve migraines. Helps us lose weight by suppressing our appetite. Helps our bodies absorb medication quickly. More benefits. Caffeine, it seems. Older people have better memory retention after taking small doses of this wonder drug. Endures, enhancer for our.Stay away from caffeine. Are you kidding? Calm, just scratching the surface. We love the fact that caffeine gives us a little pep. But we forget that caffeine is the culprit behind many headaches and sleepless nights. Putting anything into our bodies that affects us in so many very unpredictable ways. We should try to avoid. Get disciplined. Consuming large amounts of caffeine.Is an admission that we can discipline ourselves to eat right, get exercise, or get the sleep we need. Lethargy. Caffeine is addictive, depriving our bodies of sleep. Mother Nature. Caffeine. Medication. Caffeine. Retention. Endurance. Caffeine. Mother Nature. Medication. Retention. Endurance.
Caffeine. This is the Black Pearl signing off from the classroom.The studio classroom, that is, worldwide.
Have you had your caffeine today? I have. Bye-bye.